Next album will be our last, so you better believe it. It's gonna make some fucking noise. We going out with the fucking bang.
Damn, does my hair look too fucked up?
I don't know. I'm not Amir.
Did you guys see that Ramon put the SMH tour?
Oh, dude, I saw a video of Pepe Aguilar talking about Pepe Aguilar where... Wait, I forgot. Dude, that motherfucker's tall. That is 6'2".
Yeah, he's tall.
Motherfucker should have been dunking instead of singing.
Should have been with, like, fucking Devin Booker and shit. Like Kobe. Or Junior Torres. That's going to be interesting.
El Superior Superazón.
Yeah. Deja
buen
el, super, el Superior. You mean El Suspiro. Un Suspiro. Superior.
He was thinking about grocery shopping.
Yeah. I have a prediction.
Well, next is going to happen. What is your prediction?
And I'm going to post it when this shit happens. Junior H is going to be on Pedro's album too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they might have just done like, oh.
Well, that's a very educated guess, you know, because nah, if you connect one
we have
two,
a PhD on Junior and H and Eslabón.
I'm going to tell you who I think is going to be on Eslabón's next album.
You already know. They told you.
No, he didn't.
Prediction.
They didn't tell me. I swear.
Oh, who is it?
You just Ivan? Connect one
and
two.
It's going to be Ivan.
Ivan, uh-huh.
It's going to be Danny Lux, J.O.P., and Junior H. Those are more the ones that...
Take a shot, go.
Just kill the bottle.
Yeah, dude, honestly, kill the bottle. If I pass it to you, if I know,
because you're all talk, dick. He took a shot, you didn't take your shot.
Yeah, actually,
yeah, you're a bitch.
Pussy,
pass me the bottle, then I'll take it.
Hi.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Augusto Baba podcast,
episode number 42.
You scared me.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
He's gonna kill this bottle.
Kill it.
Because today we are celebrating. Gecko losing 2 pounds.
Go for it.
Nah, I'm kidding. Wait.
Wow. You see?
You're a bitch. You're an actual bitch.
You see?
I'm not a drinker. You know, I'd rather keep it light. You
he
know,
doesn't like to drink on camera.
One bitch.
One beer or two, that's it. You know, call it a good night. But let's get it into the episode.
Guys, welcome back to episode number 42. If you guys want to buy our merch, we don't have it on right now. But you guys can buy it at agustoabad.com.
Let's be honest. We never have on the merch.
You never have on the merch.
Why do we not have them?
I take the merch to the gym.
I'd like to know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jason did lose half of our inventory.
Yeah, no, Jason, we put the merch in his car. He left his car unlocked. Someone stole it out of his car.
Guys, it's not good to blame other people's responsibility.
Y'all see some homeless around town fucking wearing Augusto, you know where he got it from.
By the way, guys, I'm wearing glasses because my eyes are like...
Nah,
red,
he got
so
fucked up.
He was like, wearing glasses because they're cool.
He got down with some... He got fucked up.
Jose Torres.
Now both of my eyes are fucked up, so like...
Jose Torres beat you up?
Fucked up.
Jose Torres. Oh, yeah, he did get in the fight, huh?
Yeah. But before we get started with the information we got this time today, I'd like to remind
Oh my god, he got guys fucking running up in that shit.
Okay, just please
crop
that.
He's trying to come back out.
Just please crop that out. We're gonna
No, we don't crop out in none of these episodes, guys.
So guys, remember that we have the podcast on Spotify and Apple Music as well, in case that you guys can't watch it on YouTube a week. You know, you guys could always watch it there. Thank you.
Anyway, I just want to say thank you guys for the support. It really means a lot from the bottom of our hearts. We're very appreciative of all the fan base. And
what do we got today?
No.
So did I know what you're gonna say. Go.
Ask him.
My song comes out February 4th. I bet you forgot, huh?
Yeah, I did. But anyway, thank you for reminding me. My song comes out February 4th. Amor Sufrido is going to be a banger. Don't miss out.
The name of it is called Amor Sufrido. You guys can search it up, Jason. He's on Spotify or Apple Music or YouTube.
On all platforms. February 4th.
All platforms. All of
Amor Sufrido.
Yep.
What do we got today?
Pre-link download.
Oh, yeah. What do we have today?
Eslabón and Junior H.
We got
play the clip of when I said it was never going to happen.
That's a gem right there.
That's true. I'm going to play this clip.
Meaning me, I edit.
Damn, we look sad.
I know.
Angel doubted.
I really doubted. I really thought it wasn't going to happen ever.
I feel like you need to, like,
grow the balls.
To what?
The records in Rancho's cock for saying that.
Would you suck their cock?
Fucking Gluck Gluck 3000 and shit.
Angel is a super nice guy. He would Gluck Gluck 3000
and shit. Anyway, so the dueto happened. And it's coming out on February 11.
What's the name of the song, Diego?
We did give you guys a bunch of exclusive stuff. Well, Angel gave you guys a bunch of exclusive stuff about the album. But there is 21 songs. And number 7, we have Pa Que Te Duela, Eslabón Armado. Number, was that 5?
The one I want to say is Luis R. Conríquez. I heard a little preview of that song. Psh.
Sheesh, who would have thought like a young tumbado artist with the top dog corrido?
I have a prediction. And I think this is gonna happen.
What is your prediction?
And I'm gonna post it when this shit happens. Junior H is gonna be on Pedro's album too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they might have just done like, oh.
Well, that's a very educated guess, you know, because nah, if you connect one,
we have
two.
A PhD on Junior and H and Eslabon.
I'm gonna tell you who I think is gonna be on Eslabon's next album.
You already know. They told you.
No, he didn't.
Prediction.
They didn't tell me. I'm sorry.
Oh, who is it?
You just
Ivan?
Connect one
it's
and two.
Be Ivan.
Ivan. Uh-huh.
It's gonna be Danny Lux, JLP, and Junior H. I predict
he's been commenting a lot of under like their pictures and shit.
Not because of that, I'm just saying like I just
why don't you just say the reason why.
Alright, so Pedro follows seven people.
Those are the seven people.
Oh yeah, he came with like this whole theory yesterday and he convinced us.
Yeah, because Pedro only follows seven people. And it's those people that I mentioned plus Angel del Villar and his mom or brother, I don't know who else.
Yeah.
That's so I think that's gonna
That's 100% true. Those are gonna be the people on the album.
So I'm gonna clip this shit up in 2 months or one, and you guys are all gonna suck my cock.
Yep. But yep.
Yeah. Wait. Think about it. We got a lot of good albums coming. We got Nata coming out with Nata Kong. We got Junior H with this one. We got Eslabon. We got Ivan working
and
on his
we
album.
And as we speak, like 30 minutes ago, Danny Lux just dropped his
Danny
album.
Lux just album, dude. So five. Badass artists already dropping albums.
Yep, that's good.
It's gonna be a good year.
Damn, and even better if you guys get a little preview before the album comes out. No,
of
we have
Junior
a little
H?
Preview.
So make sure to subscribe to our
and we do
Augusto
have a preview
Club.
Of Junior H's album.
Yep, that's not even up. Quit interrupting Gecko.
I don't have headphones, so I don't know like how it really sounds.
There you go.
I have trouble.
What did you say?
I said so. Subscribe to our Augusto Club. Oh yeah, we're gonna
our
be dropping.
Channel?
No, Augusto Club, bitch.
That's not out yet, though.
It's gonna come out. Maybe you should give it a little pre-trailer. Augusto Club is a membership club where you get a lot of exclusive
stuff. That's
gonna
be on our website. We are gonna be shooting move your fucking skinny ass. The first month's gonna be free. We're gonna shoot a reality TV show, 8 episodes. First month is free. You're gonna have 15% of all merch, a community chat, monthly giveaways, early access to videos, exclusive videos, and extended videos. And we're going to fly out a fan in February to come to meet a few artists.
Yep.
And I should ask for the fan. Mm-hmm. Damn, I didn't think about that.
Yep, because they called and said, who wants those VIP passes to go see Junior H?
No, not yet.
Guys,
we could have seen that, right?
Yeah, we just didn't. We can't say who we got them from.
Yeah, we can. Or, why not?
I don't know.
We want to give a shout out to Jimmy for giving us 4 personal VIP tickets to
Junior H.
Junior H at the Microsoft Theater. We've been fucking dying to get these tickets because the company who does like somewhat of like the event hit us up about it. So we've been trying to get them, but then they never got back to us. But then that company talked to Jimmy, and then Jimmy called us. And so huge shout out to Jimmy because Angel's been bitching. Hey, the tickets.
Yeah, because I was ready to buy my ticket today, you know, because I wanted to go.
Hell yeah, he's gonna put on a show.
Because
no doubt.
I went to the studio when they're making the album to get a preview for you guys. And hopefully we could play it for you guys right now.
I know they're not gonna get it, stupid.
You're an idiot. Anyway, guys, a lot of good fucking music is gonna come. So you know what that means? More music, more news, more insight for all of you guys that are interested in the regional.
You guys wanna listen to a preview of Junior H's album?
That's what he just said.
not even Univision has this. I went over there.
Not even.
I recorded this, so it's firsthand.
Not even La Gorda y La Flaco.
Yeah, not even La Gorda ni La Flaca has this.
I did it on purpose.
No, you did it.
You know me.
Yeah, I can't shit. All right, whatever. So I'm gonna play the preview, and you guys just tell me if it sounds good. I'm gonna pretend like I'm listening to it. Actually, I haven't even listened to it.
Yep, actually, they haven't listened to it either. But by the time this comes out, my video, my new YouTube video with all these clips is going to be out. So if you guys want to watch that, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Don't worry. All right, you guys tell me how it sounds because I don't know how it sounds. Ready?
End of promo.
Hey, I have a question for you, future musico. Who's doing the segunda voz on the song?
Compa Steve. No?
Let him answer.
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know who's doing the segunda?
I was just very excited that I got to go and I recorded the video, and that's about as much as I know about music.
That shit sounds fucking badass, bro.
Yup.
It does. All
right, like, let me listen to a little piece. Damn, that shit sounds hard.
Oh. Chill, horny dog. We're doing the podcast right now.
Horny dog.
Horny dog, what do you mean?
Let me find out the DM she posted on her private word about you. Head ass. Oh, yes, yes, guys. But that is a preview. Firsthand, one of, you know, I went to go get it for you guys. It wasn't like we just like stole the video or something.
Yeah, we sent Angel.
Yup, they sent me out there to record. So, you know, as a fan, I was in there. Now I'm kind of realizing that it doesn't get any better than that. So I'm really grateful.
Yeah,
for the
you got
experience.
To see it before it's
yeah,
history.
Thank you to Compa Steve. Thank you to Pantera. You know, Caleb and Junior for having me out there and for letting me record that little preview for you guys. Yep.
Yeah,
what
you
guys
did.
Think?
I think it's going to be a fire. Like,
I think it's going to be number one for sure.
La va romper, like he said.
It's going to hit for sure. Like, it might hit top five in the United States.
I
like
think
not just in the Latin charts, but, you know, like all the charts.
Yeah, that's definitely.
A lot of artists are excited about this, too. Saw a lot of people comment on Junior's shit.
Oh, yeah.
In GOP, he commented like...
Que faltaba la de él, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I think they're hanging out like the next day or something. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, they went to...
They got something going on.
He was here, downtown Fullerton.
Yeah, they went to go see a UFC fight. They went to go see, I think...
Oh, Assassin Baby.
Yeah, the Mexican...
Yep. GOP and Junior?
Yeah, they're Cousins bar.
Yeah, they were. Oh, yeah, and then they went to a nightclub after.
Yeah, they were with Alley Kicks.
It's a bar.
A bar, my bad, my.
Damn, my bad. You know
my bad, my bad. Yeah. I didn't know all of a sudden you go to Houston
cousin,
and.
That's my cousin's bar.
Oh, deadass?
Yeah.
Your cousin's bar?
I didn't know until I delivered there one time.
Damn, that's badass, we.
Yeah.
Damn, but yeah.
Very interesting. Who else is on the features?
Junior Torres.
Junior Torres, that's going to be interesting.
El Superior Superazón.
Yeah. El Superior, you mean El Suspiro. Un Suspiro.
Superior.
He was thinking about grocery shopping.
Yeah. And Compa Steve, too.
Yup.
Oh, yeah,
Compa Steve. He's with El Pana, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Compa
Steve.
It's
hard to read this shit.
He is going to give me a shout out on a song pretty soon, so.
Compa Steve or Junior?
Both of them.
Sheesh.
Yup. I'm going to put West Coast Big Plug on the map.
That's right.
Imagine you put Flatfoot Angel.
I hope not. Something about crazy. West Coast Bait Plug.
No, I think I'm a las mujeres.
Yeah. Because I'm scared.
That's something, that's like Angel's line right there.
Well, what's crazy is that this shit comes out February 11th.
And
the
show, February
12th.
Sheesh.
So he's going to perform all this shit.
You think he's going to do every single song?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so.
It'd be crazy if he just goes, performs like the brand new album and dips.
It's because
he has to do all his classic songs.
Yeah,
like,
because I remember one time we went to go see Codiciado, and Codiciado played all their new songs, and no one was like...
But I feel like that's why he's dropping his album a day before.
Okay, but no one's going to memorize all the lyrics.
You never know.
A lot of people will.
You never know.
There's some real fans.
I think it takes a couple days to listen to it and memorize it.
Well, I mean, I actually do remember.
There's 24 hours in a day.
I know, I'm not going to fuck it. Spend 24 hours a day listening.
You won't.
You know,
there's people that will.
Say that.
24 hours a day.
Yeah, people will listen.
24 hours a day.
We're going to put that on repeat.
Yeah. I know it's going to be on repeat, but he's saying 24 hours.
Yeah.
Not every song.
People will listen to the whole album over.
So you can't even memorize what's a letter and what's a number.
Relax. No one caught that.
Do you think Junior's going to play every single song?
Yeah. Not every.
I think he's
song,
gonna start off with his.
We can expect to have at least a few of those.
Of course.
Of those features, you know, the features on there that are gonna show up to perform. What did we say that if Eslabón shows up? What are the chances?
Crazy if Pedro comes out. We have to find out if he has a show that day.
I doubt it.
Because if Pedro comes out, dude, that shit's gonna.
I don't think they're doing a lot of shows right now.
He has one on the 20th
of February.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland Arena.
We're trying to go to that one.
But if he shows up, that's going
to
be like one of the most memorable, biggest moments of the genre.
I feel like they need to do more.
That is
going
to be very hard to top. So if you guys are watching this, make it happen, please.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Sing one, at least one of the songs.
Hey, Pedro got a G-Wagon.
Wow. Oh, that was fire.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the first time I see a G-Wagon in that color.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful color.
Yeah, congrats to him. I think hard work pays off.
There's a possibility that Luis R. Conriquez might come out too.
I hope so.
For a fact, yeah.
He's always in LA, huh? Luis R.
I don't know, but he's one of my favorites.
Well, we know.
Well, we know.
Yeah.
You think he's going to have
That's your daddy, actually.
Yeah. You think he'll have any special guests?
Of course. Besides, like, I think so.
That's what we're talking about.
I know. I said besides the people that...
Oh. Nah. Just kidding. I don't know.
Like maybe he has Obi and Nata show up since they're his homies.
They're not homies. They're talking not. About that. We'll be talking about homies.
That in a bit. But before that, like you mean like opening for him?
Oh, yeah. Or
like when Eslabón was on there, they just had a banda open up, no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe he probably would. He probably have Jason Nunez.
Yeah.
Damn. I'll open up. Have you talked to Jimmy?
Open the door.
Dile, hey, compa, dame chance. One song. My new song that's coming out.
That's just a huge arena.
Would he do it?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
Pedro's dad told you to go on stage and sing too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he told me to sing bad.
All right. Oh, but yeah, we know Nata's not going. Obi's not going.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just
the station with the best. In your face. All over the place.
She looks like every other I think the not, you tricky.
The Subverted Radio Show. Anyway, you get your podcast.
Damn, no more Tres
Torres. Damn, no more Tres Torres, like Echo's saying.
Like how I just forgot, remember the joke he said.
What happened? Say it. What?
No, we can't
say it. Say Angel.
Don't be scared.
No, Angel, Keiko made a really fucked up joke.
No, I didn't.
Don't say that shit. Keiko. I'm protecting your reputation right now. Don't say that shit.
I didn't say it.
But what happened there, Angel, with the Nata Obi, since you went FBI mode on this shit? Sheesh. Also, you guys want to know everything that happened, detail by detail, check out our second channel. We made a video about that. Angel presented to that shit like a project. And
that's I've never done a presentation better than not even in school.
Was on the first channel?
Second channel. I know that you haven't watched it. You haven't been keeping up with the videos, but on the second channel, we dropped.
Relax, he works 10 hours.
Nah, just kidding. Yeah, it just came out today, guys. We talked about what's going on between Nata and Obi. You know, they're throwing shit at each other on Instagram stories, a post. Well, I think they posted as well today. But I put all that stuff in chronological order. It was like a 30-minute long video of me talking nonstop. So if you guys want to go watch that.
No, he was talking and breathing. But I cut out all the breathing. I literally had to go almost frame by frame. Because every time Angel would say a statement, he would go.
It's because like, tenía la nariz tapada. My allergies were going hard.
He was like. I cut all that shit out. I cut like all
Star
out.
Wars Dark Vader and shit.
I know.
Wait, so tell us a little bit about season. It. What happened between Obi and Nata?
Okay, so...
Yeah, since you presented it, you could do it really
well. Yeah, so, like how I said yesterday, it's a little unclear how everything started. You know, like what? Like who threw the first shot? But Obi posted on his story a picture of a blue Ferrari, and he said, "O confío en mí algún día." Something along those lines. I can't remember exactly word for word right now. So, you know, like saying, like, maybe, like, he'll get it one day. Like, you know, he knows he can get it. And then the next day, Nata posts... Oh, tengo más carros que novias. Cuídense de la envidia y la humildad. Again, something along those lines. And then I guess that they exploded. They went against each other.
They went at it. They started adding each other and shit.
Yeah, first they were going against each other saying like, oh, you know, don't buy. Obi was saying to Nata, oh, don't buy like just a lot of cars. Like first buy yourself a house or buy your mom a house for that matter. He bought his mama like $1 million house in Miami, and that supposedly Jimmy was the one that bought Nata the house in Mexico for his mom. That was only like 200K. And then Nata was saying that
it was 400K.
Yeah, that it was 400K and that he has a lot of cars. He just doesn't like to show it off. And he also gave a lot of cars away to his family. So, you know, so they could like enjoy some of that as well. And then that's when they got a little more personal. They said that Nata doesn't write a lot of his lyrics. Se robaron pacas verdes.
Oh, yeah.
Dan wrote, I mean, Soy el Diablo. He was the one that wrote that. You know, like Nata's probably biggest song or one that helped out a lot of his career. And he was saying like, oh, yeah, Nata might do a diss track against me, but like Dan is going to have to write it for him.
Ooh, that's pretty savage.
And then he said, I mean, I guess they got even like more personal. He always started calling Nata gay, that he's like sal del closet and this and that. And then
it's so funny because they were both fighting about like being who's more humble. Yeah. But they were both like flexing.
He's like, stuff. I'm more humble. I have 10 cars. He's like, no, I'm more humble. I have 8 houses.
Yeah, so then that's when
oh yeah, that's what Obi was saying. And then Nata went on his Instagram, made some videos about how, what do you say? Oh yeah, that he didn't like Obi's music. That Obi used to sleep in the house of Nata, like, you know, he would sleep on the floor. You know, like why he's like turning against him.
Turning on.
It's kind of weird for Nata to say he doesn't like his music, because they did make a lot of music together.
But I mean, I guess they were really close friends at the beginning, you know, when they were both on the come up.
They used to always be on each other's stories.
Now they got everything, but their friendship.
That too.
And that's, I guess, they really lost that.
Bastante dinero. It's kind of sucks
to me, but like, it did get too personal where I was like, damn, this shit don't seem fake to me. Because what you didn't mention, what it was weird how it started. So I was like, what the fuck? Why are they fighting?
Yeah, like it was kind of like, no one like said, oh.
Yeah, but then I don't know if you also saw how Ovi started getting more personal, where he was saying how like he sold Pacas Verdes and like shit about Adriel Favela that Nata did to him.
And Jimmy taking them to the car lot after he releases the album.
Yeah, supposedly that after he dropped every album, Jimmy would take him to the dealership, buy him a car. And Ovi said like he did it como si fuera niño chiquito y que no tiene ni cuenta de banco. And what else did he say?
And then Nata would mention something how like
raising his hand at a female.
Oh yeah, so you guys can go watch this whole video. This is just like a little summary over there. You know, we went like chronological order. You guys can watch that. But you know, that was last night. So they still kept going at it today. Now Nata is saying that Obi hit some girl, something like that,
or raised his hand or something.
And then
not raised his hand, but like, you know, like
Obi was saying that like something happened with Nata or like something about him like being gay or something. I mean, he was kind of vague.
I'm not being not liking girls.
He was throwing shots right there. So, you know, again, forgive me if I said something.
It's all factual.
That wasn't like exactly it.
This is all summary.
Off memory right now. But yeah, he said something along like, oh, no quieres que diga lo que pasó en la penthouse with some guys or something. So,
wait.
Hopefully that they
don't. For real? I didn't get that far.
You could watch Obi's stories before.
Like with some guys, like sexual shit? Or
no, again. I'm just saying what the story said. I'm not chiming in with my own opinion here.
So not that another guy, something happened that Ovi said?
No, that's what you're trying to say.
I mean, yeah, that's why I say clear it up, because that's the way I'm understanding.
Yeah, that's what I'm
understanding. What I'm clearing up here is that...
and other guys, I was like, whoa.
No, that's what Ovi said.
That's what Las Tres Torres is.
That's how they got the name.
Okay.
The pyramids.
Watch the stories. Go watch the other video.
I mean, Eiffel Tower.
Because I don't want to say like something that wasn't exactly it.
Yeah, fix that part though, because you didn't make it seem like Nata did have some sexual intercourse with like other guys.
No.
Right? This sounds like that.
Yeah,
right?
It did sound like maybe like you like a peck on the cheek.
So then after Ovi posted something on a story along the lines of.
Go.
No, you guys say it.
No. Clear it up. Because
I feel like that does need to be cleared up.
Yeah,
what is like, oh shit, Angel from Augusto Papa said, you know.
Okay, so are you gonna like take that part out and like I'm just restating?
No. Just rearrange it.
Just rewording. Hurry up.
Yes. So I didn't mean to say that Ovi. No, I'd like.
Bro, what are you saying now?
Ovi walked in on him.
Just read the stories better. Read the stories better.
I bet. Everything he said was
disregard
not.
Disregard me.
Well, the last part sounded off, but you know. Yeah.
Just go read the stories.
But he didn't make it seem.
He did make it
seem. But you guys read the story.
He made it seem so.
My phone died. Let me borrow the charger.
He hasn't.
Oh, you want the charger?
Can you just look up the story, please?
Nah, okay, let's go on.
Yeah, No. Clear it up.
Okay, fine. Well, Angel did make it seem like, you know, not that and other guys, shit that happened at the pounds, but. I don't know how to explain it. Can you help me out here?
Look.
No, he's gonna do it.
Yeah, I mean, he just posted more stuff, but that story's not there anymore. So can you just crop the whole thing off?
Nah. So Angel said that Nata and Ovi had.
Don't worry, I got an Angel.
He did not say that, but it sounded like that. Like it could be.
No. But that's not what I meant. So
I think this is one of the biggest beefs, huh? Ever since yes, but Nata and
please
Pepe?
Accept an apology in advance. It's not beef, it's Nata Novi. I didn't mean to call anyone gay. That was not.
It just makes it more sus.
I know you didn't know. Like, what? Ya pasó, wait.
Yeah, wait, so let like, it go. Like, the fans will be like, okay, ya pasó, but.
Wait, so okay. Do you guys think this is the biggest beef yet?
Nah.
Or you think Legado and Jimmy was bigger?
Dude, the Pepe Aguilar. Oh, dude, I saw a video of Pepe Aguilar talking about Pepe Aguilar where. Wait, I forgot. Dude, that motherfucker's tall.
Yeah, he's huge.
He's 5'2.
What?
6'2, you mean?
I'm
tall, bitch. Wait,
he's
you said 5'2. You said he's tall.
Damn, yeah, he's tall. Pepe Aguilar is tall as fuck.
You said 5'2.
Yeah, he's 5'2. Oh yeah, 6'2, my man.
That's why I said I'm short.
Keiko was looking at Keiko like,
Keiko was low-key celebrating like, yeah, I'm tall. I'm the fucking happy as fuck.
Pepe Aguilar is 6'2.
Yeah, he's tall.
Well, we should have been dunking instead of singing.
Should have been with like fucking Devin Booker and shit. And Kobe.
Should have been playing in the NBA.
He was in the wrong thing.
Oh yeah, but what happened about it?
Oh, I just saw a video of him and he was, I just thought he was tall. Like, damn, this should have been in the NBA.
Oh, okay, so. Okay.
But what were we talking about? Oh, the biggest beef? I think it's, well, like Pepe Aguilar and Nata, because it was like on the news. But I think like that was not on the news, Jimmy and
Legado. Yeah, but definitely.
Damn, even Suelta La Sopa fucking released that shit, huh?
Yeah, that show ended already. Like, they took it off the air.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And oh, La Gorda La Flaca, my bad.
Was Suelta La Sopa ending?
Yeah, I think they canceled it or something.
You're saying it wrong. Fool, say it right.
El gordísimo y la flaquísima.
No, you can't body shame.
Yeah, you can't body
shame. I'm talking about me and him. Relax, Kiko. I mean, Angel. Angel, you're making it like, yeah,
you're making
go
it
down.
Sus.
Like,
you're
like
making you make it too sus. Ever since you said that thing about like.
Well, I try to say it how I remembered, but just crap it out.
No.
No, this is
that was the
here.
Funniest thing.
That, but, that's a highlight right there.
Did you guys see that Ramon put the SMH tour?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he commented on the post that you made, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty dope that, you know, artists are actually, you know, interacting with their post. It has a very,
well, yeah,
it has
he posted that on Instagram, so you guys aren't following the Instagram. I wish about podcast.
Oh, yeah, make sure you guys follow the Instagram. That's yeah. Where we post more, most of our shit. We get the comments.
Or little previews of the episode so you guys can see what it's going to be about.
Yep.
And exclusive shit, too. But on Smoke Me Out tour, a lot of people are pissed because of the
what's lineup. The lineup? What's the lineup?
The lineup is Herencia Patronos. You know, they've been on it before. Grupo 10-4, Iván Cornejo, Justin Morales, Tony Loya, Nivel Codiciado, Dan Sanchez, Los del Puerto, Jose Mejia, Oscar Maidon, and Los Farmers.
Have you noticed they're all young artists?
Except, no, upcoming artists.
Yeah, except Los Farmers and Herencia.
Wait, calling them old or what?
Yeah, they're not young. I'm saying, like, most of the people that you just named are, like, 21 and younger.
True, 10-4, Iván Cornejo, Justin Morales, Tony Loya.
So I feel like this is like, a movement to push up the younger artists and, like, really exploit them.
To help them blow up and shit.
Yeah. So, I mean,
from this lineup, before we get into, like, you know, why people are mad and all that, who's your favorite artist from each lineup? I mean, from the lineup.
Iván.
HP.
Yeah, I had to go with Herencia.
Yeah, me too.
Well, mine's Iván and Herencia.
And 10-4, 10-4 and Ivan.
Who's 10-4?
10-4.
Oh.
You say room in Spanish?
Cuarto.
El número, la letra cuarto.
So why are people mad? Why are they kind of upset with the
They're lineup? Disappointed.
They're disappointed because usually when...
Damn, does my hair look too fucked up?
I don't know. I'm not Amir.
Oh, please put this part of the podcast in so that people don't think it's just us against Kiko all the time.
Kiko's you know,
throwing shots or whatever.
Okay,
well. I think it's just a movement to bring up these artists. You know, all of them are relatively young.
True.
So, also, I think that the main issue with this is that, you know, they called it the Smoke Me Out Tour. So, people that went, you know, 2017, 2018, 2019, they have, like, certain expectations, you know, that seeing... You know, Legado 7 and Arsenal Efectivo. And now that they're not getting that, you know, they're a little mad. But, I mean, the lineup, it's a good lineup. I just thought if it would have been called something else, you know, people wouldn't be so upset about what's going on.
Yeah, because Smoke Me Out Tour is, like, known for, like, the hype-up show. You know, the biggest group in the Rancho Humilde.
Do you guys want to know why Fuerza and none of those were there?
Why?
Why?
Because they're all getting their own tours. So like Fuerza has this Fuerza Regida tour. I forgot what it was called.
I think they just took out El Barrio, no? Or some shit like that. Los del Barrio. With
Calle
24.
Oh, yeah.
Stop saying 13.
I said it again. Calle 13.
So, yeah, Fuerza Regida has a tour.
They're going to be in the like Toyota Arena, no? In Ontario.
Yeah.
And I think it's sold out already.
Yeah, the Sad Boys tour that got pulled. Well, they canceled it because.
Postponed.
Do you know why?
Yeah, because, well, I got told. I think it was by like DMG Brian. Well, that he got told. That someone told him that got told.
So a person of a person of a person.
Yeah, that the most of the shows were not like. They were 21 and over. And they wanted to do all ages so it could be bigger. So they're just going to wait so it could be like just bigger.
Yeah, right. Because most of the fans are young, 21 and younger.
And then, well, the tour, we had the Tumbado tour. That's why Nata's not there with Obi because they're pissed at each other.
Definitely.
And what other tour? That's it, no?
I mean,
So now they put all the rest of them in the Smoke Me Out tour.
What about like Hijo de Garcia?
Yeah, because it wouldn't really make sense. I mean, it would make sense, but like business wise, like think about it. Like, we know Junior H could sell out places alone. We know Fuerza could sell out places alone. Like, instead of putting them all together, imagine.
I mean, yeah, it's smarter, but like now the question is, can these groups, you know, close the deal?
Put the same amount of hype.
Sell, my bad. Sell
that they put in when they first started.
I was also told that like there's actually like surprise
guests.
Like yeah. This isn't it.
I mean, it could be a good show, just that people do have that expectation of the Smoke Me Out tour. Legado City is going to be there.
I think
it's gonna be badass. Everybody's going to get like, you know, super high and stuff. But, you know, maybe now it's like a different vibe. You know, if it would have been a different name, I think the reaction when the lineup was announced, it would have been better.
Yeah. And I think most people that are not content with the lineup are like the older heads.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the older heads, meaning the people
that went.
That was
like 2 years ago.
All these guys are the ones that blew up on like TikTok and all that shit. So they have the younger
audience. It's a different platform. I think it's a different platform, different audience for sure.
And half of these guys haven't done a big event.
Yeah.
That is so true. I wonder how it's going to be because the Smoke Mouse tour is like huge. Big events. And yeah, I mean, only Herentia has done big shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Los del Puerto are going to be there.
And then Ivan's going on tour with, what's his name?
Jay Cortez.
Yeah, he's going to be opening up stadium.
I think they said maybe, no?
No.
It's for sure?
Okay. Your reliable source told you.
He told
them. Oh, hey, don't bring me into this.
No, you were there.
Being wrong again.
No, you were there. If you go down, we both go down.
Yeah
something
that's
like
crazy because Ivan said that, like, he only got to do one show that was, like, small, right?
Yeah.
And then the next thing was the Coca-Cola Fest.
How much did you say? 15,000 people?
200,000 people.
God dang.
Yeah, it's like those when you just see, like, a sea of people,
like just everyone's a dog,
like in a big ass like field.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he didn't even get to fucking.
He didn't even get a warm up.
Get a warm up.
He just went straight at it.
Imagine like how the fuck they feel. Like, is it like you have too much adrenaline going through your body? Like,
yeah. Well, how did you feel at the Microsoft Theater?
Why choke? Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
He said some facts
for everybody that's not watching. We went to the Microsoft Theater. We actually got to go on stage. Because we said if, you know, they invited us to go, that he would go dressed as a...
Who's they?
Dove Records?
Yeah, Dove Records or, you know, the...
Dove Records.
Eslabón Armado. So he dressed up as a quinceañera and we went on stage. So how did that feel?
Nervous.
So maybe
we were on there too. Well, that shit was amazing.
One, it wasn't planned.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know I was going to talk. So that's what fucking like...
That's what got you.
That's where it hit me because once they're like, oh, tienes palabras que decir? I look up, all I see is flashlights. Jeez. I was like, damn. Like, bro, I was only up there for like 5 minutes and I saw that shit and I was like,
it was pretty amazing.
Like, bro,
best
what
fucking
the
feeling
fuck?
In the world. Imagine what these artists do when they do shit every weekend.
Bro, and then we gotta give them their awards too. I think that was the best.
Holding the fucking billboard shit?
Hell yeah. I was like, bro, this shit is crazy.
The Rima Awards.
That is so crazy.
Rhea.
Yeah, so it was a lot of adrenaline, I think.
I feel like yeah, you're definitely right. But for me, I feel like when you get up on stage, like the adrenaline takes over the fear.
Yeah, honestly. because I wasn't nervous. Once I was up there, I was like, dude, this is so.
Oh, hell no.
Even like, Angel, you should have seen this movie.
Angel was doing backflips.
Like, yeah, when
like
I saw.
The most quiet motherfucker.
Yeah, because I was like, if, you know, if Keiko's up here on with a dress, with a wig, dancing con
todos
los
de la banda. No way that I'm staring at you.
Like, like I got it good, you know?
Yeah. Well, after a while, like, Yasmin, like, I like, fuck, this is lit. And then, yeah, like, the nerves went away. And then.
Do you regret being in a dress?
Hell no.
Would you do it again?
Life highlight, huh?
We do it again.
Would I do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
For would you do that at the Smoke Me Out tour?
Yeah.
With, como dirías okay. tú, with Grupo 10-4?
Dude, I gave you props, but I'm never going to forget it. Like, okay. I remember seeing you in that dress, and your armpits were so gross.
I know. I was committed once.
You were even flirting with his dad.
Once it happened, all the fuck. I got passed around like a fucking to the banda like oh, football yeah. team and shit.
That was fucking funny. No, that ass did. They ramped yeah. up.
If you guys want to watch that video, man,
I feel like
the banda ran train on Keiko.
My favorite part is when
and he said it was his favorite thing that happened last year.
When we went down like to help him.
Oh, Pedro.
Yeah, when he
is on his shoulders.
On his dad's shoulders. I think that was my favorite part.
It's crazy seeing how...
I thought...
like you weren't doing shit. Yeah. Shut up.
I know, I wasn't. I tried. I was going to say like...
Not you. You were. He wasn't. He was pushing this Pedro security guard out of the way. Like, bro, you're supposed to help him.
I think one of my favorite parts was like when we went to the lobby when the show was over and a lot of people came to ask us for pictures. I thought that was so dope. Because they were like fans. Like
even like, older people too, because there's that one guy. Shout out if you're watching this one. That he was like, oh, you guys are the ones that do the podcast, huh?
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And he wasn't lying. I was like, yeah. He was like, oh, I watch you guys. I was like, what the hell? Like,
oh, it's dope to get recognized, huh?
Or yeah. like back then, no, the older guy at the gym.
Oh, yeah. We thought we'd get fucked up.
Oh, yeah. There was some cholo ass food. We were at working out at.
No, go ahead.
We were working out at the gym, and then you know, me and Angel and Diego were just doing our thing, and this guy, like big ass motherfucker, like with
comes
tattoos,
up to us, like he was about to fuck us up.
Yeah,
like he was about to say, like, you using that machine or what?
How many reps you got left?
He walks to us like quiet with the mad face, mad dogging us.
Yeah,
and he's like, and just, with the podcast. Just,
yeah,
we gotta go. Look at the way he's coming at us. Like, we gotta go now.
Dude, we need to call security.
Grab your stuff. We're leaving right now. Look, he's big. Like he's coming to us. He's gonna beat us up.
Yeah, you gotta know when to
911.
When to run.
911. They're coming.
911. Bring me a cheeseburger.
That's what you do. Huh?
They're like, you're in and out. Walk. 911.
No, it's actually dope getting recognized. It's been a while because we don't really go out that much anymore. But like,
well, you don't go out with us.
Yeah, you don't. You always lag on us.
Have you noticed that you don't go out with us?
Even the people in the comments, like, you could tell Jason's a lagger. Like, you guys don't even go out either.
What do you mean? We have been out fucking.
Where have you guys gone?
Every other.
No, next question.
Oh, you guys been going out, you horny dogs.
Not like once.
No. Angel can't lie.
We went to Texas. LA. And that's it.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
That's our world tour.
I mean, I only brought that up because I was referring to like getting recognized and taking pictures with fans. But Gecko forced people to take
pictures. No, I don't.
The one time when we were at Cap City,
I just offered.
And some guy was like, oh, you were like, you guys do the podcast or something. He's like, yeah, you want to take a picture or what?
No, I just offered him because like sometimes fans are shy. Like they feel like it's rude or like pressured to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, just you gotta offer it.
You know what I feel bad for? I just remembered where we gave away tickets to the Marca Mepe and it got canceled.
Yeah, you guys should talk about that.
It got moved to some like Ruby and Marquitos shit. Like they changed the whole event.
Really?
Yeah, I have screenshots right now.
Yeah, guys, so we gave away tickets to Marca Mepe concert not that long ago, and we made people do dares for a video. We made a girl drive her bike through H&M.
Mm-hmm.
We had a guy pull his pants down like a bunch of shit. And the event got canceled.
A guy pulled his pants down and he ran at the mall with no pants. And then he was gonna go see Marca Mepe and then they canceled. I'm sorry about that. It was out of our hands.
It was out of our hands, evidently.
What is it?
This is the new lineup. This is Justin Chavarruco's tour with Adal Ramon and he's replacing Underground.
Mm-hmm.
That's swag.
Yeah, but so everybody who bought tickets, they don't get a refund. They just get the event for.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, they send it to you?
Yeah, a fan sent it to me.
Damn, that sucks. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you could go see the Chavarrucos.
Yeah, I'm like,
what is that? How much is it up?
That's the ones that.
How much How much you guys think these tickets for the SMR are gonna be?
Oh yeah, that's another topic. SMR, because people have a lot to say about that.
Like starting price, like $70.
Yeah, I think starting
You think they're gonna have like big arenas, like let's just say in Los Angeles, they're gonna have like the Microsoft Theater.
Probably like the YouTube Theater.
Can they sell out
the YouTube Theater? Is equivalent to the Microsoft Theater.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. No, it's not. It's literally it's a couple thousands away from each other.
The Microsoft Theater is like 6,500 and the YouTube Theater is like 5,500.
There you go. Not the same.
Yeah.
Literally said a couple thousands away from each other, dumbass.
Yeah, but another thing that we haven't touched on is that there's different companies on the same lineup. How do you guys feel about that?
It's good. Cool. Companies
first
are working.
Big event with the different
labels are working with labels.
Yeah, I think it's a step in the right direction.
Montana Records.
DMG.
I mean, have you guys ever thought about, you know, Herencia de Patrones and Ivan being on the same show? That's
Tony Loya and Los
de So there's 19 cities that they're going to go to.
Is Ace on there?
No, I counted them.
Kiko, so it's like one.
No, I didn't see the bottom part.
Yeah, there's 19 cities.
Damn.
So hopefully people get their tickets because I think it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be good regardless because it's live. I feel like live music always sounds good all the time.
What do you think is going to be the closer though? Like now that you
the
see
one on top.
Boy,
the one on
maybe
top. Maybe the one on the
Ivan. Puerto.
Ivan could be a closer.
I think they put it in order by like who's.
I think so. Yeah.
I think I feel like it's always who. Who's popping the most, you know?
Well, I mean, to be honest, at this point, Ivan's popping the most out of everyone here.
Yeah.
You think so? More than Herencia?
Yeah. It's because Herencia hasn't took anything out.
They're actually doing a song with, what's his name? The guy from Hacendados?
Hacendado. Yeah, I mean, I think they're popping, but like in their own lane, you know?
Well, they haven't released anything in other words, más bien.
Yeah, but I mean, they released
a really good
album, though. Give them some time, relax.
Relax, food is gonna come out eventually, but not right now.
Well, we'll see. Would you guys attend the SMO?
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah,
are they having one in LA?
Jimmy, if you're watching this and you wanna invite us out to the tour, that would be a cool experience
in LA.
Yeah, if you invite us to the one in LA, that'd be a cool experience.
We're down. There doesn't know.
Also, did you guys see the Arsenal Efectivo? They're working on their last album.
Caught me off.
I wonder why.
That's what I saw.
What was going on with them?
Jail?
No, I remember the last time I heard about Arsenal, it was Javi and the other fool, Poncho, whatever, Pancho.
They got arrested, no?
No, they posted like, oh,
starting a
like
record label.
A prayer for Shrek. He's not.
He was sick.
He's sick?
He didn't say, oh, I think he's like, ahorita está muy mal. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, I think there might have been a little bit of issues. But, oh, I can also give a little bit of insight on this. I went to do a delivery. I went to take him some vape and I talked to him a little bit and he said he was kind of just more focused on his own project of
Pokemon
drug dealer music. He had his own his own like little, you know, thing going with his own artists. I guess he wasn't really making music as Arsenal Efectivo for the moment, but now they're saying that they're working on their own album, their last album.
And
then they retire.
That caught me off guard.
Yeah, and then Poncho from Arsenal put, Trap Corridos is not the same as Corridos Tumbados. He put, Arsenal Efectivo started Trap Corridos. Because apparently on Spotify it says that Grupo Codiciado started Trap Corridos.
Oh, and yeah, he said like... Yeah.
He was kind of mad about it.
You have all those screenshots right there?
Yeah.
Or you read them too?
Yeah, and then he put, Dan Sanchez and Natanael Cano started Corridos Tumbados. Danny Felix gave it the sound. Arsenal Efectivo is the first group ever in history of mankind to play an acoustic bass slapped in Mexican music, aka Bajo Loche. And that is true. And then,
yeah, because I remember I watched El Solecito and then they went like this. Yeah. And I was like, what is going on?
With the Hummers, no?
And then the person that gave it the name is actually Empresa Kush, man, which was the ex manager of Omar Ruiz.
I think still the same. The manager.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then he's like, everybody go tell Fender for, because supposedly they own money, but that's not going to happen.
Fender is like fucking $1 billion company.
I mean, oh, they're Fender.
Oh, Chardin? Yeah, give them their money. Give them their money. Yeah.
She's not going to lie. They did, do.
They did. They make an impact, but Fender's way too.
And then he put Pinch and Shrek, came up with the name Trap Corrido since 2014. We have a new song that is going to address all these little supposed trend stars. I wish I could give you guys a sneak peek, but I can tell. But I can't. All I can say is that it's going to be called Inigualable.
Inigualable. Wait for it.
Next album will be our last, so you better believe it. It's going to make some fucking noise. We going out with the fucking bang.
Damn, imagine retiring from music. But I think that's really sad.
Yeah, and then right there, he threw a shot at
Codiciado.
Because Codiciado. Well, actually, the person who said that, the first group to come out without suits was Jimmy. I remember Jimmy said that Codiciado was the first group to come out in the SMO and something de corrido. Not Invasión del Corrido. Los Reyes del Corrido or something like that. Mm-hmm. They were the first ones to come out like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then obviously it was a Arsenal Efectivo first. No shiny suits.
Yeah, yeah. That, I remember watching the video for the first time.
Yeah, I sent that topic.
And yep.
That's crazy.
What else did he say when he tagged the...
Jimmy? Oh, because I think Jimmy put Diles a la verga. And then that's when he said, se tienen que aclarar las cosas, compa Jimmy. No por ser cagapalo, nomás porque veo que mucha gente no sabe ni qué pedo y hablan a los pendejos puro rancho mil a la verga.
Well, they're going to retire anyway.
And then someone asked him, what other groups could be considered in the trap corrido genre? And he said, Herencia de Patrones for sure.
Sonor Legado?
Huh?
No Legado?
No, that's not true.
Oh, yeah, so I did see that they were at Yellow Room with Jimmy. They were working on some songs, maybe about a month ago.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, at least, you know, I know that they take a while to release their music, so they said they already have probably half of the album ready.
Do you guys think they don't want to do music anymore because it's, like, changing?
Yeah.
Or yeah, and I feel like they were always, well, I mean, you know, reading that, I think that they were always, might have felt a little disrespected or... You know, frustrated that they never got
like the credit,
the respect or the credit that they feel they deserve for, you know, them saying that they started this whole movement.
And the genre of soft right now.
What do you mean?
Like their music, like the way they eat.
Their music soft?
No.
Why did you say that?
Like,
say no.
The
genre soft?
Yeah, like the new generation.
That's not genre.
Oh, sorry. The new generation is soft. Like they don't really listen to like their music, like their.
I mean, yeah, I could see you because this is more like mafia, violent type music.
Well, no, I think these people still like it. Like,
no. But he's saying the new generation is not making music like this, right? Like they're more making about like.
Yeah, that was still like drug dealer music, and then because I feel it's like, kind of like drug user music.
Yeah, and I feel like these new artists are gonna write music according to how they live their life, you know.
Yeah, and
there's less gangsters nowadays. There's less trappers, like. Street trappers and shit. I think that's the case.
Yeah, I think so too.
Cause, well, yeah,
like the music's always evolving.
Like the gangsters nowadays, like in where we live, they don't even tag no more.
Yeah, they like
to make. They leave a sticky note.
They do. Oh,
I was here.
They do podcast.
They clean the streets.
Oh, yeah, Hanko used to be a gangster, huh? Used to be a cholo back in the day.
Oh yeah, we used to tag comic.
Oh yeah, Gecko used to be a tagger. Maybe you could come up with some like. Drug dealer.
Nah, not like now they do podcast. Oh,
yeah. Wait, if okay, let's just say, you know, from your mentality, you want to start. You, I'm pretty sure in the future you want to reboot your record label. Like, what would your artist consist of? You know, like, what type of genre? You know, you get what I'm.
By the way, what Jason's referring to is that Gecko did have a record label.
Fitment Records.
Like, yeah, I forgot how long ago? 2 years ago.
3 years.
And he gave up on it, but.
He didn't give up on it. It's
on
hold.
His life took a different turn, but you know,
come back soon.
He might but you get what my question is. Like, what type of artist would you be looking for now?
So you guys could guess. Like, he gives good deals.
Dick.
Yeah, very he might get into deal. The little details of the contract.
The first contract.
Like, what are your likes? You know,
like some like HP type of shit. Like, nah.
Lluvia. Well,
like Herencia de Patrones type of stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Or some like as an effective, like they're just slabs, like they actually.
But you just said the younger artists are not making music like that.
What are you
or you would just
no,
choose.
Like their style, not
the topic that they sing, but like the style that they play, something like that, but more like Spanish rap. Yeah, like,
but like fast paced music.
Like,
but
that,
yeah.
Drill corridos?
Yeah,
drill corridos.
Yeah, that's another thing too, right there.
Yeah,
drill corridos.
I thought that was pretty bright.
Like, yeah, they really had a lot of hype in the beginning.
At the beginning, like, the
first artist of gay corridos.
Amarre de chapa de pato.
Damn, that shit had everyone listen to it during COVID.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, COVID's still going on, but like when COVID hit,
everybody was tying their shoes. TikTok, that shit blew up on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That shit was funny.
Their music is catchy, though.
It is.
The fact that it says, like, amarrese los zapatos and you think it's dope. Like, hell yeah, I tie my shoes too.
We feel included.
Nah, I still wear fucking slip-ons.
But also, like, I don't think we talked about that, how they said it's, like, their last album. Why do you guys think that it's their last album?
I gave my opinion. Maybe because music's changing and they just think that it's just, like...
It's over?
It's not going to change in their direction.
Yeah, it's not
going to. Or maybe it's too much to adapt to.
Yeah, especially because of how long someone took to take out music.
Really?
And I feel like it's super hard to adapt, you know? For example, in the English music, the only person... Well, not the only, but like... Drake is like one of the members that, you know, started in an era and, you know, still managed to adapt. And I feel like that... Who could be the next person to do it like that? Keep adapting.
Well, but I mean, hard. That's just to be like super commercial and at the forefront of whatever trends are going on. But
maybe
their music is not really like that. I think that, you know, if they decide to just keep making the same kind of music, they could do it for a little while longer. But, you know, they're the decision. I guess they want to go out with a bang. They're going to not hold any punches.
Yeah, but Drake never died out. Like
they
were always one of like a big. He was always a big hitter. Like, so,
A hater.
Hitter.
Oh,
who did he hit?
Billboards.
He hit the billboards with bangers.
Like his music never died out. So, like you said,
even his like 2014 music.
Yeah, yeah, like started from the bottom. Love. Now we here
in Marvin's room.
And also, I read that he made up the story that his dad was never in his life. Just so people think, so he could like sell more records. And then like later on, his dad in an interview said like, I was always there. They just lied.
Damn.
Yeah, so
you know, be your own sometimes.
I think, yeah, I mean, I think that also shows how Mexican artists are not at that level yet where, you know, English or hip hop rap stuff, they like literally fabricate your whole life before being picked up by a big label and saying, oh, well, 21 Savage was like, a gangster in Atlanta, and then he turns out to be like
British,
drinking like tea and biscuits in like England, you know,
Penaroyal tea.
Your
yeah,
honor,
that's
my
crazy.
Huh? I like your honor, my queen.
Queen Elizabeth. Yeah. Just kidding.
That's crazy. True. And then people just overlooked it, like it never happened. Like he didn't lie about everything. They still like 21 Savage.
Like they even like caught us suspicious how he was using words like exquisite and shit like that. Exquisite. I don't know if you said.
Yeah, I saw.
yeah,
but man.
If they keep making music,
I'll try that.
I'd like to see because they're one of my favorite groups.
I would like to hear their music. I would bump it.
I'd like to have him on here, see what they have to say.
There's a song,
hell yeah,
that we're like,
hey, Shrek. Shrek, if you want to come on here, talk about what you know, what he started,
both Shrek.
That'd be cool.
Sneak peek of your new album, let us know.
Nah, wait, there's but, a okay, so
okay, 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 sister,
go.
As
in irrelevant.
I don't know if Angel said it or you said it, how maybe they didn't feel like they were respected or like given the credit for everything they did, but how do you, like, what exactly were they looking for?
I don't
shout
know.
Shout out on like, oh, shout out to like Arsenal for like,
I don't know. That's
like,
good.
How exactly do you give
that's
someone credit?
That's why
it's
like tough that? Because they always. I guess it's kind of hard to, how do you give that credit?
Yeah.
You know, like credit where it's due, where they say, oh, I, you know, he ran. So, I mean, he walks so everyone could run. You know, they start something, but then bigger artists come in the same genre that overshadow them. And then I guess, you know, they get overlooked a little bit. And I guess that's where they feel like they're not getting the respect because they didn't stay at the top of what they created.
It's true.
Very, very, very true. That's crazy, bro. This music's changing fucking fast. We'll see what's next.
The generational.
The generation changing every time.
Let's see
and
what
the
next.
Oh, you let me down.
Well, you know, like, it's going to overcome rap.
And yes. then we're going to be like, no, it's not.
No.
They just got to adapt to that new one, you know?
People are going
to
think we have a script.
Why?
Nah, it's funny. Like, to all you viewers, we don't cut out anything.
Yeah, even when we're supposed to even like cut out a little stuff.
Nah, we
someone forgets.
We live is raw. Like, it's funny.
Raw dog. People, we raw dog this
like
shit.
When I do the question shit on Instagram, people were like, oh, how do you guys do it to not mess up? Like,
We mess up and that shit's hard.
We mess up.
Bro, I was looking at the first. Well, actually, I wasn't. But I remember when we first started the shit, I was like, fuck.
It was so funny because
me and Jason had two days to shoot an episode after blowing up. Because we blew up without having an episode.
Yeah.
So we got in here and I think we shot the episode like 5 times.
Yeah, tell us about that.
I want to
interview you guys.
All right. So after the break.
Okay.
After the break. But okay. Yeah, dude, we're back from our break.
Oh, Gecko was in Mexico.
I was in Mexico.
Oh yeah, Keiko was supposed to be part of those episodes, but he was in Mexico. And then me and Diego had to hold it down. And he was trying to figure out how the whole camera thing.
My question to this was, so you guys did a little, like a preview, let's say like a preview of an episode that did not exist on TikTok. You guys were just testing the waters. I guess call it a pilot episode. And you guys blew up and you guys had 2 days to make an episode.
Yeah. And people thought I was like, drop the episode, drop it.
To figure everything out. Do you guys have the tables and stuff, the lights, kind of sort of figured out?
All right, I'm going to tell the story because I don't think I've told the story how the podcast started. Not the full story because I'm going to save it for like maybe a documentary.
I think you should save it.
A documentary later on.
That could be a full episode.
But yeah, we had everything.
Second channel.
We had everything, right?
Yeah, we had everything.
Oh, that was a short story.
Oh, I was going to be.
Thank you for watching. Yeah, but I uploaded... So everything was set. We were just looking, waiting
so
for
what
this.
Day did you drop the TikTok?
Wednesday.
Okay, on a Wednesday.
No, oh, and you Tuesday. Said, it was on a Tuesday.
I think it was
Sunday. We uploaded two, and then the third one blew up, and it got to the millions.
No, like, actually, it was Friday week, because it was when I landed over there. Because I landed over there on
it was
Saturday.
On a weekend.
Yeah.
I so me and, we were, everything was, like, ready. We just needed, like, you know, to film. But this fat ass was in Mexico.
And we didn't want to wait.
And I was like... I was frustrated, and then
you made the executive
Jason
decision.
Brian was here, right? Or just me and you?
It was just me and you.
Yeah, and then I was like, dude, let's film something, and watch is gonna blow up. I literally told him that watch is gonna blow up because no one has done it before. And we filmed that video. It was like the Wero Mepe, and it was really cringy. Like
it was a Tony Loya.
That was the third one.
That was the third one.
Oh
yeah,
and it was really cringy. We filmed it.
What was it cringy?
It was really slow didn't have energy.
I guess they didn't really have a...
It was kind of like how...
like this, like...
Like, there was no dynamic, like...
Yeah, it was literally like this, look. Hey, did you hear what happened with, like, one of my best music? Did you like the song?
No, what happened? Tell me.
It's kind of like that. No energy. And then I edited it. Because you know how back then you could only upload 1 minute?
Yeah.
And it was, like, a minute and something. So I made it into two parts. And then we're like, let's go to Chick-fil-A. And I told him, like, watch, it's going to blow up. I posted it.
This was the very first video or the third video?
First video.
Oh, the very first video on TikTok.
Yeah, we went to Chick-fil-A and then it got to like 3,000. I was like, oh shit.
On the way to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
On a brand new account.
Yeah, and I forgot to check it like until I got home, which was at 11 p.m. And it was already at like 20-something K.
Wow.
And I was like, oh shit. But it was like blowing up where it was like 27, 37, like that much. And followers were blowing up and everyone was commenting like, obviously a bunch of haters too.
Yep.
Like, oh, what's your guys' Instagram, like YouTube? And I had none of that. Well, I had the YouTube channel, but I didn't have, like, the Instagram. So I uploaded a part two at, like, 11-something p.m. And it blew up, too. And then they both got to, like, I don't know how much. And then the day after, we filmed again, right? And that was the Tony Loya. That's the one that got to, like, a million.
1.1. Yeah. It's probably, like, a 1.3 right now. Million.
Yeah, and then that blew up. And then they were asking for an episode. So obviously, I was like, dude, I need to be quick with this shit. So, yeah, we did the episode, and it was kind of, like... It wasn't that bad, right? Ricky was in here. Ricky's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny. But it's a whole different type of pace. Right now, it's just like, it's like smooth and organic. But back then, it was
And we're
like,
so used to it now. Because, dude, I remember back then, before starting the episode, we were so shy.
Yeah.
You know? We had like 20 cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, so many cameras.
Oh, yeah, we had an angle for each of
We weren't used to the lights and shit and none of that.
Nah, we got hella lights right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it used to be 5 cameras, right? Yeah. Now we're at three
because
and then remember we got to like 18k followers and like, dude, watch, by tomorrow it's gonna be this much and it would double.
Yeah, and then artists like started following us and then like
first person to hit me up was Alo Trujillo's manager.
Yeah,
Ray hit us up. He's our manager now.
Yeah.
You're up.
Crazy.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to Ray
helping us out a lot. And then Alo Trujillo, we got invited to a show, we went, and then a bunch of other artists started hitting us up too.
Yeah, a lot of people ask us, how do we get the artist on? And I'm gonna just say that. I'm gonna say the truth. Like, these artists, they want to be on the show, cause like I think it's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe. And then also like,
but
where else are you gonna go where they do some shit like this?
Yeah, this is like very original, first of its kind. And now,
and now
other people are starting to make podcasts, which is badass. You know.
Yeah, a lot of people hit us up like for equipment and stuff.
Yeah,
if you guys have a podcast, because people have told us like just invite us, we might pull up. Like, if you guys have a podcast.
Yeah, if you guys have a podcast, like invite us, because I mean we're kind of like the originators of the podcast in the regional.
Yope has said it.
If you guys want to have some interesting characters, invite these two guys.
Relax, relax.
Did you say that shit earlier about fucking Nathan Ovi? Like in the
no, okay. If you guys were watching that and you guys are still watching, I did not mean to say like either one was gay. I was just trying.
You're going to get a court for that.
Yeah, for defamation of character. No, I was just trying to say what Ovi said.
Did it just,
but I was just trying to remember it off the top of my head because the story's not there anymore.
Angel's probably the one that he did it with.
And I want to go drop off babe and Nathan.
So Ovi, please still be my customer.
No, but yeah, guys, this year we're doing more shit than just a podcast.
Hell yeah.
Like, I'm talking about events too. Like, we might be doing some events, hosting or showing up or doing something. We're working.
Maybe meet and greets too. That's something I really want to do, but it takes a lot of effort, a lot of
Yeah, remember you wanted support. To do meet and greets so bad? Like, fucking.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, it's not that easy.
It's not that easy to do meet and greets, honestly. But if you guys are interested in anything like that, anything crazy, you know, beyond that, comment down, because you know if we see the support, like we will do it.
The support.
Jason said he'll be someone's chambelán de honor if y'all need any damas. Hit up Jason.
You want to end it?
I never.
All right. Oh,
just say the thank yous and then dip.
Just because you said that, Nathan.
Oh, I finished. What do you mean?
No, just say
you're
the thank
gonna yous. Say something.
No. Say the thank yous, please.
No, say Angel. Go.
I forgot what I was gonna say.
Angel.
I forgot. That is. I forgot.
Angel. I forgot what I was gonna say.
Dale.
El que no quería hablar.
Yes, I forgot.
El que no quería hablar now is doing the outros and shit.
I know. Yeah.
He's like, dude, guys, I swear we would come in here and Angel just would be like, fuck, dude, we gotta practice.
No,
we gotta
dude,
practice.
Wait,
no,
I still say Angel that. Still does this shit, but like back then he used to do it more. He would come in and like we're setting up and he sits by the mic. It's like, so guys, you guys want to buy our merch?
He's like, yeah, yeah, so before guys, we start.
Like, okay, no, he'll come with. You know, there's this channel, you know, it talks
Second
about us.
Channel,
and this one is like, talk about us.
Like, literally, we're just chilling, like, and he's just practicing by himself.
Yeah.
And we're like, Angel, just relax.
I think it's dope. Yeah, let him
practice. So, guys, if you guys want to watch the other channel where we talk about ourselves and stuff that happened in our life, go check out the other channel. If you guys want to watch some vlog of Gecko going to Texas, watch his channel. If you want to watch the one where Gecko made a tsunami, watch his channel. If you want to watch the one where he jumped the dirt of
last month,
a bike, watch his channel.
And my music coming out soon.
And if you guys want to watch the preview of Junior H's album, watch my channel. Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah. And Angel's channel has the Junior H previews and the Iván Cornejo.
It's coming out the same day that you guys are watching this.
By the way, the Iván Cornejo shit hasn't blown up, but you guys want a preview of it? Right there.
Yeah.
Peace out, guys.
Peace out.
Thank you, guys, for all the support. Really
thank you for watching.
Everything.
Buy our merch as well.
And please come back.
Buy his pins.
Please come back next week or I will be sad.
Yes. Comment down in the video club.
Yeah, if you're in the
wait,
video
actually,
club.
Can you guys comment down? Gecko has herpes.
No.
Yes, if you guys made it to the last, Gecko has herpes.
No.
Because and we did find out.
You guys are going to get something. One of the comments that says Gecko has herpes is going to get something. Thank you
like,
guys for watching.
Spam it.
They are lying.
And see you guys next week. I love you, every single one of you.
I wonder if people do watch like the very, very, very.
But Gecko pushing panza.
No, Gecko has herpes. End of
Gecko has herpes.
Spam it though.
Thank you guys so much for all support every single week. It means everything.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, we're here every single week because of you guys. Thank you guys, and
every
for real,
day.
See you guys next week.
Peace out.
Every week,
keep moving forward.